We move now from otherworldly brilliance to a more earthly variety with the latest music pick from KCRW's Tom Schnabel.
A few weeks ago, I opened up the mail, and here is a new album by a guitarist that I like very much. His name is Nguyen Le. He is French-born and raised of Vietnamese parents, and he is a fabulous guitar player. He's a busy musician. A new brand new album out called Songs of Freedom is what arrived in my mailbox. I put it on. I said, oh, this looks like fun. And I look, oh, God, here is another version of Eleanor Rigby. I mean, okay, it might be good, but how many times do I have to hear this? I put that into the CD player and started listening, and I went, oh, my God. This is so different. This is so deconstructed, but it's done so intelligently. And this is why I like this artist, Nguyen Le, so much. That was Nguyen Le's version of Eleanor Rigby, the Lennon-McCartney classic. Nguyen Le he's based in Paris. He recorded his first record in the early 1990s. I think he's in his 40s. And he grew up a guitar player listening to this anthemic British and American hits. And this new album called Songs of Freedom is his first tribute to some of the anthemic music that influenced him when he was growing up and learning how to play the guitar. Another song that stands out on Nguyen Le's new record, Songs of Freedom, is the Janis Joplin classic, Move Over. It features a French jazz singer named David Lynx on vocals and an American jazz musician playing alto saxophone named Steve Binney. One of the things I like about Nguyen Le is that he's surrounded by all the great musical communities in Paris. I mean, you have the North African connection, Tunisia and Morocco. There are people like the great Zarb drummer. Zarb is the Persian drum. Chemerani is there, and he uses them in his music. Paris is this magnet that pulls in all these different kinds of both world music artists and jazz artists. And Nguyen Le, you know, he's friends with them all. He uses them all. That's what makes his music so great. Finally, we come to the beautiful, serene, and dreamy version of Bob Marley's great anthem, Redemption Song. I think that's where Nguyen Le got his title of this new album of covers, Songs of Freedom, because that's part of the lyric of Redemption Song. This is a song that he treats with a lot of respect and reverence, and I think it's what makes his version and the whole album so special.
Won't you help to sing songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever had, redemption song.
The new album by Nguyen Le is music critic Tom Schnabel's latest pick. That's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.